A very good morning, ladies and gentlemen. A very good morning, Namibia. Good morning, my dear listener. It's a Saturday morning and the 10th of January. As I said, the year started to move already. The year started to move already, slowly by slowly. Good morning and welcome to Eagle FM. And let me thank my two Francinas. You know, the double Trump Francinas. I call them the double Francina, double trouble Francinas. Okay. Although they don't cause really troubles. All right. So thank you guys, for handing over the mic, to this side of the world. We're coming to you now live from the Ondangwe studio. And, thanks for joining us. And if you're just joining us, our time is about 10 minutes past the hour of, 11. And we welcome you and thanks for joining us at this point in time and for choosing Eagle FM to be in your company at this point in time. You could be on the road, so definitely many people will be on the road today. There will be those who will be going back to work on Monday. School will start also next week. I think it's Tuesday. So it will be a lot there will be a lot of traffic, all over the country. And hopefully, you know, hopefully we don't experience those, traffic, problem. I mean, hike problems, transport problems in some regions as we normally do. I don't know why people wait until too late, you know, for them to, you know, to get back to their place of work or place of their destination. So yeah, drive safe. If you will be on the road, make sure that you drive to the limited, you know, speed, and make sure that people that who are driving with you are safe, you know, and you safe. So, yes, welcome to Mind Matter. My name is Mike Oshoveli, and yeah, good morning. And welcome to this episode of Mind Matter. And today we are talking about how something as simple as a song can be a powerful tool in preventing suicide. That's what we're looking at. Now, and I want you to think, okay? I want to think about a moment. I want you to think about a moment. Maybe it was a moment you know too well. You know, a moment after a long, difficult day, when the noise of the world finally fades and you are left alone with your thoughts. And in that quiet, a dark thought can sometime creep in. It can feel heavy, isolating, like a door closing on the rest of the world, you know. And then what do? You press the play. A single melody begins, a beat, a harmony, and suddenly that silence is not so empty anymore. That melody becomes a lifeline, a thread pulling you back from that edge, you know? You were on that edge, but because of that melody, you know, it is a voice that cuts through the static and whisper the words you need to hear most. You are not alone. It may not say those words, but it's exactly you feel that there's someone, you know, with you. You know, we live in the world. We live in the world that is, in many ways, more connected than ever. You know, yet, you know, we are more connected than ever. We live in a world that is most advanced than before. But even if we live in this world, we still have a high rate of anxiety, high rate of depression, high rate of suicide. You know, all this, you know, anxiety and depression continue to climb. You know, suicide continue to climb. So we are searching for answers, for tools, for anything that can help us navigate the complexity of the human mind. Sometimes we look to therapy, to meditation, to medication, to community, you know. But are we overlooking? And this is where I want us to see. This is where I want us to go today. Are we overlooking? Are we overlooking one of the most ancient? It's actually one of the most ancient and accessible form of healing we have. Are we ignoring music's role in healing? That's a topic this morning, right here on Mind Meta. We are tackling that profound question head on. So we're going to be on, we're going to go beyond the idea of music as a simple entertainment and diving into its use as a critical, we can also say it, evidence-based tool, you know, because we have experienced that ourselves. So on the very front, so we're going to experience that. We're going to tackle that as it's a tool that is on the very front lines of suicide prevention. And to guide us through this conversation, we will be honored we will be joined by a truly remarkable guest, an artist, and I would also call a fierce advocate, Sasa Saya Fortune, known as Ipinge Kint. Sasa has not only experienced this transformative power of music in her own life, but has dedicated to creating space where sound and healing actually can intersect. So she will share her insight, her powerful story, and also why she believes the next breakthrough in mental health might just be a song away, you know. So stay tuned to Mind Meta. We will be exploring the sound of survival with Sasa Saya Fortune. And while I'm reaching to her, let's listen to one of her powerful sounds and message in the following song. Stay tuned. We will be back speaking to Sasa. So stay tuned.
Side of my soul, I close myself in the room to eat the pain. Hello, Depressed people and be admitted. Pressure from unknown sources. Pressure from evil spirits. Big way. Yeah, nene, nene. Ngamenda imanga yakwe tukaleni ponawa. Atuninge timbo inatumona taneni. Hey, hallelujah. Facing cases, this is the process to iron me and polish me.
Welcome to Eagle FM, and if you're just joining us, welcome, welcome. And our time right now, it's about 21 minutes past the hour of 11. So, as promised, I told you, and I give you an already introduction of what who we are going to talk to, Sasa Isaya. She's with me on the line. Good morning, Sasa, and welcome to Eagle FM.
Good morning. I'm very excited to have you all.
It's great to have you. It's great to have you. You know, we really know you by the breathtaking music that you actually have produced. And we would like to know you much, 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 much closer. Just before we go into what we're going to discuss today. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, your inspiration for music, where all of that coming from, and just a bit about yourself a little bit. Yeah.
Most definitely. Thank you for the opportunity. Well, this is your girl, S-A-Y-A-S-A-S-A-S-A, and always back with another banger all the time. Well, Saya Sasa is actually a very vibrant, inspirational young lady who writes rhymes and music beyond measures.
Yeah.
My aim is to make sure that everything reaches in the corners of Namibia, which did definitely touch every person's heart here in Namibia, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, she's actually a woman who is in the creative space, which is an artist.
So where would you say your inspiration is really coming from? And at what point, you know, is it something that you've grown up, you know, have you grown up in a family that's more religious and your message are quite powerful. Your really message are quite powerful. And that's why I'm asking, where does this inspiration actually coming from?
Well, I think life has a way of bringing people all around the whole corners. Well, from my own perspective, I believe it's something that I personally experienced, and also something that I've learned. Sometimes you don't have to wait for you to go through something or for you to go through a certain problem for you to learn. You can learn through other people as well. So the music and inspiration background starts off by actually hearing countless stories of how people go through pain, plus also intervening in my own phase of my own life. Mm-hmm. I have been also going through stuff that normally people are not easy in this environment, in this day and age. We don't talk about our experiences. So I thought, if I have the voice to sing and I have the talent, why should I not put it in music? And at the same time, it was a way of teaching and also helping other people. My expectations were not really for it to go to everybody, but it was expected for me to do what I like. Sadly, it did bring up justice.
Yeah. Talking about experience, definitely when you listen to the relics and the kind of music itself, you kind of feel that that's coming from your own experience. So when did you first maybe realize that music could be more than just entertainment, that it could actually save lives? Because much of what you're saying, it's more like, you know, a message of saving lives.
All right. Okay, here's the funny story, hey?
Yeah.
It wasn't my situation, actually, that made me to go in the industry. It was my producer who was like, we want to work on something. And I was like, okay. So I listened to his idea, and I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
We can do that. I always wanted to do that because the trends has really challenged us. Most of the trends are more of I'm a piano, Afro pop, and it has to do with dancing, vibes, and all that. And I was like, is this actually going to work? Like, we're literally crying, and we're showing the nation that we're crying. Is it going to work?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, let's just try. Okay, so he was going through something, and this was a situation whereby we really needed to spend hours working on this project because I feel like he wanted to bring in every emotion, every vocal meant something.
Mm-hmm.
So we were busy structuring the lyrics and the vocals. And eventually, let me say, from that experience of him trying to draw now the narrow picture of whatever is happening in his life,
yeah,
that's the moment I started also relating, and I was like, okay, perhaps we can pull off something. And eventually, here we are today.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you mentioned a project there, you know, where, if you see it as a project, where does it go? Where do you want? Where does this project going? And what do you want to achieve actually with this project?
All right. Perhaps if I didn't get the question correctly, where I wanted to work, to be at as the Ipinga management team,
yeah,
we wanted to make sure that every Namibian gets to know that artists, as artists, we are also able to contribute to society.
Yeah.
So we are looking to the international market, not only in Namibia, but also beyond, you know, the borders of Namibia.
Hmm.
Yes.
All right. Now, let's come to music itself. This music, is there a moment, you know, now from your own experience, is there a moment when a song, maybe not the one you yourself have written now and have you sung, but have you been a moment when a song reached you, you know, during a really, 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 like, a really dark time? And what was like? What was it like? What was the experience? Because I'm asking this question because there could be a lot of people who listen to some of the of your song, and they kind of, you know, touch them when they are at that dark place or whatever, you know? So
yeah.
Have you ever experienced that moment when a certain song just reached that part of your life?
Yes, definitely. I mean, music is power.
Yeah.
We carry so much weight when we put this work out. Because you can see how music is so influential. 1 minute, once a song hits, you know, all the way, everybody is singing, everybody, even your standards as a human being will change for the artist. So in this sense, I'm concluding to the fact that I did cry a lot most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I do have also favorite song from other artists, you know, inspirational artists. And yeah, music actually is a healing way, or let me say it's a healing factor. It's a way that can contribute to your healing, let me say. So, yeah, so music really is touching at times. You know, whatever message, and as they say, whatever you feed yourself all the time is what becomes of you. So you, if you like a certain genre, that's what you will expect, you know, mostly for your character to outplay. And I mean, sometimes we need also rhythms, you know, to heal. You know, you have to cry it out in order for you to let go of stuff. And at this time, I'm not lying to you. I have cried enough. Probably my tears are overdone. And you know, they also mentioned something very interesting. You know, when you scroll down on TikTok, everybody's like watching, let me see, if you're watching a reel or something and it's emotional based, when you go in this comment section, most of the people, they're like, I'm crying again with a stranger on social media. And it happens a lot. That's how, it seems unrealistic, but it happens most of the time. We have people that are having their phones, but they're actually having so much, a lot, just that little word that you said can trigger a lot of information.
Yeah. So as an artist, would you say your music is actually shaped by mental health struggle? Maybe not of your own. It could be of those around you or what you yourself see around.
Yeah. Well, actually, my creativity space is quite large.
Yeah.
Let me say, this is the first album that has made a success.
Yeah.
We have tried previous things before, like previous genres before, but the thing is that the other genres are having a large amount of people that are occupied in that same space, let me say. So we were the first one to get the attention. So my creativity space is quite unique. I will not say that I am only stuck at one thing, but I'm able to venture in a lot of genres. I'm very flexible, but I thought that it is important for us to focus on things that people don't speak about, because currently the cases of suicide and a lot of killings are happening. The youth don't actually have direction anymore. So I think this was my moment to shine, because I was like, you know, there's nothing much even that people are doing for us to help uplift each other.
Yeah, which was very, very, very clever. From my point of view, I think it was very clever, because it's looking at what people are going through right now, and the experience. We're talking about high rate of suicide in this country, and no one seems really to talk about that.
But right.
The creativity that I would say that was what I would say it's clever is, it's actually not talking in terms of stop, don't do that or what, but you're looking at the struggle and, you know, and the resilience that the message of resilience and the struggle, and that would make actually other people associate, can be able to relate to that. So when you were writing your song, were you hoping that you would help someone who would be hurting or so?
Yes, I think that's in every artist's interest to make sure that there is somebody who likes or at least gain one fan. You know, we all have that broad idea that if I write this song, perhaps it should reach every corner of Namibia. But in my terms, I really didn't know that it would make such a wave impact. So now we understand that there's actually a lot of healing that is needed. First of all, there was a lot of mix-up of emotions, because now we were also doubting as to we are getting challenged. Everybody is vibing. Everybody is shaking. Everybody is dancing. And I come here and I'm talking about my life story. Will they need to listen to me?
So,
it happened. And, yeah, we can see that a lot of people are relating to this music.
Yeah, sometimes people do just music for, they may be looking at what is the need. There's a need of this kind of music in the society, and then they produce that kind of music. Do any of your music, you know, still, do they actually resonate with your personality?
With myself.
well, yeah, with your personality, with you personally, yeah.
Yes, it does a lot, a lot. I mean, as a writer, I think it's best for you to write what you own, write your identity.
Yeah.
And that's how we bring the truth, we bring the pureness into music. Now, because I would have also done the same thing. I have a car, I have a house, I have $1 billion in my bank.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I stay in Hakahana and I'm literally suffering. So I didn't find it fair enough for me to always think about that. I mean, we all started there. We all want to flex, you know, with bars. We just want to be there. Yeah, I got the drip, you know, I got the swag. But deep inside you, you're actually dying. Deep inside of you, in you, you're actually not okay.
Yeah.
So the truth has to be said, because at the end of the day, when you come from that show, when you come from that event, you're still coming to live in the truth.
Yeah.
As much as we want to cover it up with makeup, you want to cover it up with a good dressing code, you want to cover it up with a small snap on Instagram, you know, sitting in a luxury car and, you know, informing your friends that you're living the best life. We are still coming back to that. And, you know, the story still comes back again to the artists that are publishing, you know, this music.
Yeah.
Some of them really are going through a lot. And we have experienced, you know, past cases where we have lost very good, talented artists through suicide.
Yeah.
And some still do write that they are going through a mental breakdown, you know. And we don't see that in the music. We only see that when they say it, but we don't see it on stage either.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, are there, you know, in it's a good thing that you mentioned that that actually resonates with you personally. Would you say that when you really authentic, and when I said authentic, it means that I'm trying to say, you know, you actually express what is really going on in your community, what is maybe what you're going through is someone else of your age or maybe in your area or in Namibia generally experiencing the same thing. Do you kind of see any difference being genuine and authentic to any other music? Maybe they're just, you know, I'm just doing it for the market, or is there any difference? Do you realize there is there any difference in that way?
Okay, actually, there should be a difference because when we did the song, we were actually not expecting anything in return.
Yeah.
We're doing it for the love of the music. And from the love of the music, we still had the heart for the people, because at this point, we were not just thinking for ourselves.
Yeah.
But when we talk about authenticity, I don't think that it was 100% authentic, because we don't want to damage other people by being direct in truth.
Mm.
You see, we have people that are having different belief system, so we kind of just sugarcoated the whole the rhythm so everybody can relate.
Yeah.
But there's some things that when you become so much honest, it can hurt people.
Yeah.
Music can later turn into being how must I say, offensive to other people. So the songs, they came out of a broadened idea.
Yeah.
And at the same time, with our broad honesty of what we are going through, doesn't really mention that the other next person is going through. And everybody takes the songs in their own way. They can say, oh, this part, like this, in the song, there's a part where he says, Kapena with you, which is the title of the main song that has hit charts.
Mm-hmm.
Kapena with you, okay, there is no troubles, you know, that you will not overcome. But if I bring it to every person and say, what troubles are you facing?
Yeah.
Everybody has their own thing.
Mm.
So authenticity will come personally from how that person will perceive or receive the music.
Yeah.
You know, because as we are talking from the perspective of our own story, you know, and it helped a lot of people. Like I say, we didn't want to be really direct, you know, because we saw that even in the comment section, people are commenting about things that they are going through, how the song uplifted them and all that. You know, there's still a lot of things that people are willing to talk about that we ourselves didn't even imagine that these things happened in Namibia. So, yeah, authenticity is brought to a fair basis. And I believe it's how the person perceives the song, and that's how perhaps authentic enough the person will be to accept whatever is happening in their life.
Yeah. Let's maybe look at the power of music now. How do you think, you know, how is, I'm looking now in terms of, you know, you have traditional therapy in terms of counseling and looking at the music now. How is music different from, you know, traditional therapy or counseling when it comes now to reaching someone on the edge, you know? There must be something, you know, sometimes you have someone, I just give an example, you know, someone who might go to his room. He wanted to end his life, and then he just, you know, play a music, and then immediately, maybe a music like yours, and then, you know, that definitely make a difference. So that's why I'm asking how the power of the music, how music is different from the traditional therapy or counseling when it comes to reaching someone who is on the edge.
Actually, that is a very, very good, genuine question. Music has a long history.
Yeah.
I believe music is the biggest entertainment that we have ever had in the whole world. Yeah. It cannot be compared to sports. It cannot be compared to movies. It cannot be compared to any source of entertainment. Music is the first, because music is everywhere. Every second we hop in something, there should be something playing. They should be, music brings vibration. The importance of music is so much triggering because everybody wants to listen to something. Regardless of us all liking different things, at the end of the day, there is a beat, there is a vocal. So the importance of music is so broadened, but it's how us artists also give it to the people, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, we want to teach the nation according to what we write. Currently, we see a lot of school kids, they are singing to songs. These school kids never even met the artist, but they're singing from the bottom of their heart, to the bottom of their soul. They're shouting in the streets. I personally feel like the power is within the hands of an artist. The artist, we are supposed to, you know, to keep on delivering, and that's what we did as the Ipinga team. And we also would like also to congratulate the other artists that are doing their own things, you know, irregardless of not being in the same space. But, I mean, music is a big wave. And us putting this project in a form of writing music is a way for us to capture those people that are having daily access to radio, daily access to TVs, and they are always close to the any source of the media. They are able to now to express themselves throughout the music, and it's helping a lot of people. A lot of parents have reached out to our organization, and unfortunately, as a team of just being an artist and a producer seeking, you know, I feel like it's a lot of things that are being put on us that we are willing to help, but our heads are so little, but we will still continue in the same way. I feel like in this wave is the right wave to help Namibia grow.
Yeah. Do you think we underestimate how deeply music can change our, let's say for example, because it does change our emotional state. Now, what I'm asking is this, especially when it comes now to, let's look at Namibia when it comes to mental health. What role does music play in how, let's say for example, in how we talk or maybe we don't talk about mental health? Does the music have a role to play? Do you think your music have a role to play?
Yes, definitely. Every song, at this point, I would say every song in Namibia has a role to play.
Yeah.
It's up to us how we deliver it to the youth and to the nation. And honestly speaking, Namibians have lifted themselves so much in the music industry. The degree that we are elevating in everything that we are doing. And currently, entertainment is going out of the borders of Namibia. We are getting, people are getting bigger features. We are getting also recognition from other countries. Personally, from my side of the Ipinga management, I will say that our music is definitely within the borders, but somehow it is echoing also in German. We have experienced situations whereby we do get people who would like to get our rhythms in English, which we are also working on, so we can make sure that every language manages to hear us. Because, you know, not only without the vocals, you know, the rhythm itself in the songs are very powerful. So our role is major. And that's why my main focus is on the artists. What we feed, what we give out is what we expect to receive in return, you know. So what we keep on feeding the nation is either going to tell us, are we feeding the nation what is healthy and what is good, what is of progress and productivity. But if we are feeding something else, then, well, that can also speak for itself. Every artist is responsible of what you deliver.
Yeah.
And you yourself, you are already playing the role. You can say that the moment you press the button, post on social media, it's done for it. If it receives viewers, you already influence that first viewer.
Yeah.
If you understand what I'm saying, yes.
Yeah. No, that's a good point, because there's a lot of stigma around, in Namibia, there's a lot of stigma around mental health, and especially when it comes to suicide. And I believe that, do you believe that songs like your song help break down those walls when people are afraid even to talk about it? You know?
Yes, sure. I mean, at this point, it sounds very funny to me. I'm saying yes throughout. But anyways, yes, it does.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll emphasize again on the fact that the comments really opened our eyes and then showed us the trueness as to what people are going through. You know, there's another thing about liking a video.
Yeah.
But the moment you have the time enough to comment, to write a paragraph or to write a short phrase, shows us more of what your interest is. So a lot of people did show their authenticity throughout this comment. And I believe a wave, really. I have never seen it myself. I can't even believe it's me.
Yeah.
I have to look at myself twice and I'm like, is that your voice, girl? But I know there is more that needs to be done. And currently, I will not even dust my hands and say congratulations, Sire, congratulations, Ipinge. We still have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Because what about, they said what they said, but what more are we doing to help these people?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I keep on saying that as much as I have done what I have done, as much as the song has went so far, we still have to look into the nation and see how can we wash and clean. Now we know where the problem is, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why not? Okay, why not remove that stone, you know? Because now we have seen that the people are venting. Everybody is talking about their bone, their pain.
Yeah.
Just as the human body, you go to a doctor first. Yeah, okay. You tell the doctor, no, I'm experiencing this and this. The doctor will not automatically want to just notice it the moment you enter, because you are just a physical human being, right?
Yeah.
Before he prescribes you, before he does any testing, you have to talk about the part where the pain is. Okay, we did that part. So what is the next move on that?
So, yeah. And you're saying there's a lot that we need to do. And how can local artists here in Namibia get more involved in suicide prevention efforts?
Yes, and that is a very, very, very good question, because at least it's bringing now the sugar Yeah. Doesn't mean that in the whole story. Yeah, it's bringing us to the point where we want that teaspoon of a for us to make the whole complete circle done, right?
Mm.
Well, it's a very important question. We need to personally from the management, and I believe every listener is hearing us.
Yeah.
Perhaps I will just talk to the business sectors,
yeah.
And as well as the government. I mean, there's a lot of things that we still are also pushing from our side, you know, to get more closer to the public. And I believe if anybody has any idea as to how much more, because us personally as a hand, we have reached out to sources, right, to try and find, you know, more comfortable ways as to how to address this matter. Business organizations can help us genuinely,
yeah,
by contacting us on our social media platforms. We are mostly on Facebook and TikTok. Once you search Ipinge Kids Management, whatever source of waste, you know, most of the times we say that money is everything, right, in these terms. Mm-hmm. But we are not only asking for that. We are asking, you know, for you to help us broaden more ideas, because now,
yeah,
as I can, I believe us as the management, we are not really the mastermind of everything. So society can step in. Anybody who is willing to give a helping hand, either regardless of money, counseling, or starting up campaigns, running through events, going school by school, principals can reach out, we can come through. Do free performances. It depends up to you, but we are willing to bend, even make a backflip. We are willing as the Ipinge Kids Management.
All right. So, and well, how can radio station like ours maybe do more to use music as a tool for mental health awareness?
Yes, but play the song. I mean, I like this channel. I like this platform. Thank you so much. It brings me back again as to saying thank you, thank you, thank you. We really needed this, at least for the first time. The audience has got to meet me.
Yeah.
Okay, by my voice.
Exactly.
Yes, keep on playing.
Yeah.
Yes. Keep on playing, keep on feeding the nation. I mean, it will help, you know, that just that one passenger that hopped in a taxi and perhaps is not having a good day, she will have to listen to this, and probably this would be one of the life-saving songs.
Yeah, exactly. That comes to my... I'm thinking now, if someone listening right now is struggling, let's say for a person is struggling, what should they put on their playlist this morning, you know? So what would you say they should put on their playlist?
I mean, it's a privilege for you to be alive today.
Yeah.
And a lot of people didn't make it throughout, you know, and we had a lot of things that happened throughout festive season and that's the past years. I mean, look at yourself. Today is a beautiful day, even though it doesn't seem to be right.
Mm-hmm.
But acknowledge the fact that you still have that breath in your lungs and use it up to your best capability. Fix what was broken.
Yeah.
We move on from here. And I always remind my audiences that don't wait until it's too late, because too late will never come back. There's no fixing. Life is like a game, let me say.
Yeah.
You fail, you start over again.
Yeah.
That's how it is, until you meet, you know, your winning point. And also another thing, the grave currently is having a lot of people that were buried with their dreams, their ideas, with their talent. And today, I can even refer it as the richest place,
yeah,
in the whole earth, upon the whole earth, because it holds so much treasure.
Mm.
And if I could just take one of those ideas and make it into reality, you have the opportunity to do it now, so you can do it.
Yeah.
All right? So just keep on having that smile on your face. Wipe off your tears, darling. You know, Mr. Sir.
Yeah.
Everyone else, little girl, little boy, let's do this. Let's push through.
All right. So before I let you go then, what is your dream, Sasa? You know, and if you had, let's say for example, if you have unlimited
resources, what would you do with music to help the people in Namibia, people of Namibia?
Okay. Well, you mentioned something very, very important there. You said, what is your dream, Sasa? You know, at this point, I was almost about to say, I want to leave, leave my bus. But that is not the main dream. My main dream, I have been having this dream for so, so much long. And I think it is a dream that really needs a lot of hands, a lot of support. Mm-hmm. I want to have my own charity company.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I grew up knowing that I am multi-talented. Because I can sing. My mom was a singer. My brother is a rapper. I also sing with the Assembly Chain. And my, currently Ipinge is, a producer as well. He knows how to, put the rhymes, the hymns, everything together. But personally, I really want to feed the nation.
Yeah.
And, it's so funny how I'm feeding the nation indirectly as to what I wanted to do.
Mm.
More specifically, I'm feeding the nation in music. But I would truly, truly want to look after this young little kid who didn't even ask to be here. But today they have to face life because of our parents, that are not being responsible enough, They have to grow up in tough situations and difficult moments because of our own lifestyles and background histories that we have lived before. And there's no explanation and they don't understand, but they seem to smile every day because they are just on earth running around, I wish I could make every day or at least everything much more possible for them just to add a smile. Cause I know these memories for them are very, very vulnerable. Once you become a child, you can never go back.
Mm-hmm.
So I myself, I'm resonating from a point where I'm saying that help is needed for all of us. But my main focus would have been if I had now the opportunity to just say, okay, I'm opening the doors on my dream. If it was so easy, I would have my charity company running by now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the music, definitely, that's now the next step.
Yeah.
Music, we are tough people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And currently, I know there's a lot of listeners and they are adults. We are tough people. We have made it through life, right?
Exactly.
So, yes. And there's still more that we can do. It's not the right time for us to break down now. We have made it so far, this far.
Mm.
So music is still something that I'm still pushing on. This was just my prime time, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, music, I will definitely still work in a lot of things. And I'll still look forward to doing other genres as well.
Yeah.
And I believe if it was done now, that it can still happen again. We can do it again and again and again and again and again.
Now, for anyone now listening right now who feels that, who feels that heavy silence, So what is the one message you want them to hold on to?
Okay. The one message I feel like this wouldn't have to be necessary a message.
Yeah.
I just feel like in order for you to fully understand what you're going through, you should know yourself.
Yeah.
And for the longest, I have failed that until I have reached at this age, just to understand that actually, you didn't know who you are.
Mm.
I didn't know I was going to be the side that will sing this song.
Yeah.
Plus, I was pushed and pulled out of a shell in order for me to come and sing this song.
Yeah.
So self-identity is very important. For a minute, just take a minute and think about who you are. Without nobody expressing their own intentions, their own ideas, their own perspective on you, if you know yourself, you will know your own worth. So perhaps this wouldn't be an advice. It's a task for you to do, dear listener. Look into yourself, find yourself, and definitely when you know your purpose, you will do the right thing.
All right, that's beautiful. And when you had a difficult day yourself, What is the one song you turn to for strength?
Kapena With You.
Aha. All right. Yes. So, and before we go, what is the final, maybe simple thing you want every person listening to you today to remember about the music in their life? What is that? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Every listener, please go on YouTube, Ipinga Kids Management. There is our album is there for free. You can listen to it for free. We also have CDs that we are selling out. The information is also provided via our social media. And one thing that I would want you to remember from all the songs is that we are here. We are here to help you guys. So I'm actually just going to give you the broad access to everything since the songs are a lot. And I'm not really having the power to say that this you would like, this you won't like, this you won't like. I personally resonate with Kapena With You. But furthermore, just go and view our page and like, subscribe, and get yourself one of the CDs. It will help a lot. So always know that we are here as we can be kids. Thank you so much.
Well, Saya, it was really, really, thank you for coming through, and thank you for sharing your heart, your art, your incredible insight with us today. And you have reminded us that healing, it doesn't always come in a pill bottle. or a textbook, you know?
My goodness.
So that you reminded us of that. And sometimes it comes in a melody, in a song. Yes. You know? So, and it comes in a voice that sings our pain back to us and make us feel understood. So your work is a beacon of hope for so many, and we are so grateful we have you. And we are
thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I would love to hear from you guys again.
All right, so we will definitely be in touch, and we will then, you know, play one of your favorite ones. So thanks for having you, and it's great to
all
talk
right
to you. Great.
Kapena uti ira ushu. Quiriti mi kila o mashongo ketuada o quiriti mi kila o mashongo ketuada si kama shanga o manene di la di logo e a te. Embele wa mana kotola ndita injodi tane kodoye antu oye shi ya popi keshingoka elimondu ndatalili antu oye shi ya popi keshingoka elimondu ndatalili.
My tears are running down my cheeks.
Kapena udigu iha ushuru enjiladi twende odatinana una okwidi mikila. Ketuada o quidi di mikila o mashongo ketuada.
Carry your own waters to understand the value of every drop counts.
Sika mashanga o manene di la di logo ye aje impadina di toke.
For that, I decided to start doing music to bail him out through these music. Remember, when you lose everything, the only remaining weapons is your brain and your talents. Don't underestimate the power of your brain.
Think, think, think you will make it.
Tomono kutieta keoli na ungushu.
All right. Our time is about it's about how many minutes? Where's my hour? About 6 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock. And if you're just joining us, this is Mind Matter. I had just a discussion, an interview with Sasa Saya Fortune from the Ipinge Management. So what's a very, very, very interesting story. Her own stories and her perception or her perspective on music and what impact and the power of music in the community. And so if you're listening, you're most welcome. Now you're most welcome actually to come through if you want to react to our discussion, or you want just to, you know, contribute to the discussion that we have. So remember, this is Mind Matter, and from 11 to 1 o'clock, this is a mental health hours. So you're most welcome now to come through and, you know, air whatever, you know, issues or concerns or any matters that you really want to discuss related to issues of mental health. So 08333 66091 is the number to dial. 08333 66091. Or you are a music, you are an artist as well, and man, you feel maybe inspired, and you want to say something, or you are thinking of, or the other thing, talk to us. The impact of the song. What is the impact of these healing songs that we're looking at? And specifically, we're looking at it in the context of healing, or the power of healing, and that's what we're looking at. And that, from that angle of our discussion today, we were looking at, you know, are we ignoring the role actually music have in our life in terms of healing? So that's the angle that we're looking at. That, and I'm going to continue to do that. Maybe you're going to give a little bit more input from my point of view, and what do I think, and any other things. That you are most welcome at any time now to come through. You can call. I'll give you the number, 08333 66091. So have your, what is your experience? How even the other thing is that if this has impact, have made have helped you to, let's say, for example, you're in a moment where you are in a dark place, and then when you actually listen to some of this song, you know, that really changes, you know, that make a difference in your life. We want to hear, or you know, or someone you know who expresses the same, you know, experience. We would love to know. So 0833-66091. So that's the number you can call. Well, in the meantime, let's say for English, I'm going to give you an image. And this, it's a real one, right? I want you to picture this, okay? It's 2 in the morning. You're lying in bed. The darkness, you know, the darkness feels heavy. Your thoughts are spiraling. You feel alone in a way that is, you know, in a way that is hard to explain to anyone who hasn't been there, you know. And you reach your phone, not to call anyone, not to scroll social media. You open your music app, if you have a music app, and you hit play. Why? Think about, I want you to think about that for a second. So in your darkest moment, in your darkest moment, you don't reach for a book. You don't turn on a TV. You reach for music. You reach for music. You know, there's something in you that knows music does something nothing else can do. And she mentioned that, you know, she and Saya actually mentioned that, you know, music does something nothing else can do. And it's true. Okay, let me tell you a young man I spoke to not so long time ago, right? This is in a counseling setting, you know. 23-year-old, a student in Windhoek, smart kid, you know, good family, bright future ahead of him, you know. So, but beside his head, I know, inside his head, what I want to say is that inside his head, there was a war happening. There was a war happening. He had even written a suicide note. So he had also had it on his phone, had saved it on his phone, put the date on. So, and he was actually planning to send it to his mother that very night when he was actually planning to end his life. But first he thought, let me listen to one more song. Just one. All right. He put on his headphones. I mean, this is his own story. Press shuffle. A song came on by, I can't remember what, maybe Sasa or Saya. I don't know. I can't confirm that is the case. Can't remember now. 3:42 song, you know, second song. It's how long is the song? Okay. Now that song, just that song saved his life. That song saved his life. Now at this point, as we speak, he's volunteering with a mental health institution or an organization, if you like, as he's alive, he's thriving, he's helping other young people who are, you know, maybe who are where he was. You understand? So all because of a song, all because of a song. I'm not making this up, you know. I'm not making this up. This is real. Okay. So this happened here, right here, in Namibia. I mean, in Windhoek. All right. And it made me ask a question. I can't stop thinking about. So how many other people are out there right now, you know, one song away from holding on? Just what you need is just that one song away from holding on. So I want you to think about that. So, and let's have one more song from Saya, and then and see, you know, let's have one more song. Okay, I love this one. All right, let's get this one. This one, turn your creativity. Turn your tears in creativity.
Turn your pain in creativity. Your fears into confidence and self-belief. Turn your pain in creativity. Your fears into confidence and self-belief. Omea ogaligashi tuka omavinu petimboli ya Jesus. Kwata onyati oma otigoe nagashi tuke sidano. Mbanda oye na uvale omu kumone itelo liakola. Oh, 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 oh.
Turn your pain in creativity. Your fears into confidence and self-belief. Turn your pain in creativity. Your fears into confidence and self-belief.
Engolo dato shoka ima ptita toka uno kuinda oshipewa shoye shingita opo wala toshivika loti yeta nando ye kudenge pambepo kayene siku ya patulule mulu iwoe woe.
Turn your pain in creativity. Your fears into confidence and self-belief. Turn your pain in creativity. Your fears into confidence and self-belief.
Ishuna kailo mundo mwenyo. Ita oyo aitilika. Una kumona ishuna. Una kutukwa no kupopiwa. Una kutimini kwa. Oku ya modo longo to ulile mimbe tezo shipangelo. Una kupulwa shantu imaliwa moma lovu ke kumbo toya dama kasha. Oh yeah. Turn your pain in creativity. Your fears into confidence and self-belief.
Turn your pain in creativity.
Turn your pain in creativity
into confidence and self-belief.
Whoa. Shimba gile ntinga kakuna nyoko na homo kamuna oshi nyanga opo upu kulule. Etimbo limwe ya tuike kotita ipa londako tolamba nyama nyama kokwe na komambonze kwe wano manyala. Oh yeah 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 yeah. Oh, una kutima, engolo dato choka, emaptita toka, uno kuinda oshipewa shoye shingita, opo wala toshivika lodi yeta nando ye kutenge pambepo, kayene siku ya patulule mulu iwohi, oh yeah.
Turn your pain in creativity, your fears into confidence and self-belief.
Buy a new book, a new pen. Write down all your gifts and creativity. Don't worry if people laughing at you. Go door to door selling proposal. Use social media to sell your creativity. Don't be afraid. Don't have shyness.
Turn your pain in creativity. Your fears into confidence and self-belief. Turn your pain in creativity.
confidence and self-belief.
As you usually, my brother, he pingy always doing justice to any song I jump on. He pingy in the beat. TikTok family.
All right. Welcome back. Our time is about 19 minutes past the hour of 12. And we go until 1 o'clock. All right. So, yeah, we were talking about music and the impact of music. And we're looking at how music is actually have the power of healing. And for, really, here's the thing. We have always known music heals. We have always known that music heals. You know, we have known it for thousands of years. And well, she also mentioned that. So now, we can learn from your grandmother knew it. Your grandmother knew. When you were a crying baby, what did she do? You know, she sang to you. Well, it didn't matter whether, now, at that time, whether... It didn't matter if she had a beautiful voice or not. She sank and you calmed down. Why? Why did you calm down? It's because music speaks to something deeper than logic, you know? It speaks something deeper, to something deeper than logic, deeper than language even itself. So it speaks to the soul. Eh? It speaks to the soul. If you have a soul, if you believe in the soul. So think about your church, your mosque, if you're a Muslim, your temple. What is always there? Any event, what is always there? Music, hymns, chants, worship songs. Why? Why? Because when we are dealing with grief, you know, when you're dealing with grief, when you're dealing with pain, with questions, too big maybe for, you know, maybe too big to put into words, you know, music carries us. Music always, always, always carries us. Now, and think about funerals. Yeah? Think about funerals. We don't just talk. We sing. You know, you remember we sing Amazing Grace, Nearer My God to Thee, you know, song, but tu natu. Yeah, I can't be able to sing for you. Songs our parents sang, you know? Songs our grandparents sang. Music connects us to something bigger than ourselves. So every culture on earth has this. Every culture. Traditional Namibian songs, healing songs, songs of mourning, songs of celebration, songs for when life is too much and words aren't enough. We know this. We have always known this. So here's my question then. If we know music heals, why are we ignoring it when we talk about mental health? Why are we spending millions on pamphlets and posters? I mean, they are important. Yes, don't get me wrong. They're important. But barely mentioning the things people actually use when they are in crisis. Yeah, they're barely mentioning that. So when was the last time you saw a mental health campaign that said, what you said, build yourself a survival playlist. You know, you just have songs that, because the first thing that you do, whatever you're in whatever situation you find yourself, you go to music. And it's just right to build yourself a survival playlist. I'm not joking when I'm saying that. Is something that I actually talk to somebody about. Because everybody listens to music in whatever situation you find yourself. Maybe when was the time your counselor, a counselor asked you, what music are you listening to? If you went to a counselor, what music are you listening to? That's very, very important. So we are missing something obvious, something powerful, something that is literally in everyone's pocket right now, you know, the music. That could be a very strong tool. Just think about it. Now, Let me tell you what happened in it. Now, let me get a little bit into your brain, okay? What happened in your brain when you hear music, okay? This is not mystical. It's not some kind of mystical or magical something. This is not just feeling. Also, it's not just about feeling. It also, this is biology. It is biology. When music play, okay? When just the music play, your brain lights up like a Christmas tree. You know, when you light up Christmas, those lights, you know, it lights up like a Christmas tree, multiple areas all at once. So your emotional center lights up. Your memory center lights up. Your motor center lights up, all firing together. They all light up. So music is one of the few things that activate almost your entire brain simultaneously at the same time. Yeah? So it lights up everything. You remember when the music just comes on and you say, you know? Emotional, you have the feeling, you have the memory when that songs play, you know, it lights up just like that. All firing together at the same time. So now here's where it gets interesting. Now, when you are in crisis, okay, and I want you to follow me very well here. It's very important. When you are in crisis, when you are depressed, anxious, or suicidal for that matter, your thinking brain often shut down. Your thinking brain often shut down when you are depressed, when you are suicidal. Okay? You can't reason your way out sometimes. Someone can give you all the logical argument in the world about why life is worth living. And something that it's very important when you talk to people. Sometimes you can tell them how, as I said, you can give all the logical argument in the world about why life is worth living, and you can't, and they can't hear you, or you can't hear them. Your brain is in a survival mode. Logic, it doesn't work. But music bypass all of that. Eh? That's how powerful music is. It bypasses all that. It goes straight to your emotional core. It doesn't ask permission. Okay? The other one, logically, you're trying to, you know, to make sense of everything. Music, it doesn't ask permission. It just gets in there and starts shifting things. There's actual research on this. Study shows that music can regulate your nervous system. It can regulate your nervous system. A slow, steady rhythm can literally slow your heartbeat. So that has been researched. Calm your breathing, bring you down from a panic attack. You know, so that can happen. So those are some of the studies that have been done. So music, it's a very, very, very powerful that you don't use. That we don't use quite often, but you know this from your own experience. You know this from your own experience. When you are angry, what do you do? Eh? When you are angry, you blast loud, fast music. You know, and you actually use the music that matches your energy. So it lets you feel what you are feeling. You know. So when you are angry, what do you do? As I said, you go for that fast music kind of, you know? And when you are sad, you play something slow, you know? Something that sit with you in your sadness. And when you need energy, when you need some energy and you play something upbeat, you know? That have that, you know, upbeat sound and beats. So in a way, as I'm giving you these explanations, in a way, we're self-medicating. It's like we're self-medicating with music all the time. We do that all the time. We just don't call it that way. We just don't call it that. But we're self-medicating with music. Eh? We do. You just aren't aware of that, but that's what we do. We're self-medicating with music. But here's something else, you know, something crucial. So music is not neutral. Music is not neutral. Music is powerful, which means it can be powerfully good or powerfully destructive. It's not neutral. All right? So if you're already in a dark place and you are listening to music that glorifies, let's say for example, that glorifies death, that romanticizes suicide, that tells you, you know, that tells you there is no hope. So you are feeding that darkness. You're feeding the darkness. That's why I said it can be powerfully destructive as well. Yeah, well, get me right. I'm not saying we should ban certain music, okay? That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying artists shouldn't express pain. But I'm saying this. We need to be intentional about what we are putting on our ears when we are vulnerable. When you are vulnerable, you must be intentional about what you're putting on your ear. So if you're drowning, you don't need music that hands you an anchor. You need a music that throws you a rope so that you can get out. That's what you need to do. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And let's talk about the artists, okay? Let's talk about people who make music. The artists, you who make music. Artists are not therapists. You know, even when I was talking to Saya, she said, some of this come from her own experience. And let's be clear about that. They are not therapists. They didn't sign up. As we're looking at this in terms of healing, they didn't sign up to be crisis counselors or something. But whether they meant to or not, artists hold a kind of power that most people don't have. It's just that I hold a lot of power being here. No, it's true. I hold a lot of power being here than most of you. That's very true. Now I'm talking about artists in this way. So, because when you create music, and I'm talking to artists now, when you create music, a real music, honest music, you are speaking into people's most vulnerable moment. You are in their ears when they are crying. You are in their ears when they are angry, when they are thinking about ending it all, you know, when they are in that moment when they are thinking about ending it all. And that's heavy. And maybe you don't know how powerful you are. And I know artists who carry this weight every day. They get message from strangers saying, hey, your song saved my life. And sometimes they don't know what to do with that, you know, because here's the truth, okay? Here's the truth. Most artists are creating from their own pain. Saya said that. She just said that. They are creating from their own pain. They are not trying to save the world. They are trying to save themselves. They are trying to save themselves. So when you create from that authentic place, as I was talking to her, when you tell the truth about your struggle, you give other people permission to feel theirs. You give them permission to feel theirs. And that permission, that is actually what we call that. That's healing. That's the healing that we're talking about. Now think of the artists like Sasa Sayed, that the one I was just interviewing. Now I'm talking to local artists right here in Namibia. they write music that it doesn't pretend life is perfect. If you listen to those songs that we just played now, it doesn't pretend the life is perfect. Music that say, gee, yeah, it is hard. This is hard. Yeah. Huh? I'm struggling too. Huh? It's this kind of music. I'm struggling too, but I'm here. I'm still here. So that's the kind of, you know, that kind of music, that honesty is very radical. It's very radical. Because most of what we hear on the radio is fake. I'm not saying what we talk here is fake. You know, there's a lot of, it's all fine. I'm fine. Life is great. Look at my success. Do you understand? That's what I'm talking about. And when you are depressed, when you are barely holding on, that fake happiness make you feel worse. It make you feel like everyone else is, even when, and this is also social media, not only on radio, but on social media as well. So it makes you now feel like everyone else has it figured out. Except me. Except me. But real music that admits the struggle, that makes you feel less alone. It does make you feel less alone. And the feeling less alone can be the difference between making it through the night or not. That could be the difference. And now, do artists have the responsibility to address mental health in their work? I don't think we can demand that. I don't think we can demand that. Art, it doesn't work that way. I mean, art, it doesn't work that way. So you can't force someone to write a healing music. So you can't. But what we can ask is this. Be real. You know, be honest. Stop pretending. All right? That's what we can ask. And if you're an artist with a platform, use it. Not to preach, not to lecture, but to remind people you are not alone. You are not alone. You don't need all the answers. You just need to tell the truth. That young man I mentioned earlier, the one who was going to end his life, the song that saved him wasn't some calculated suicide prevention anthem or something like that. It was just an honest song about breathing through pain. So that was enough. That was enough. And that's all what we're asking when you're creating music. All right? So let's have a quick commercial song. Let's have a quick, quick one. Where do we go?
You think you coulda get in on my feelings? You coulda get me fi circle down. Miggy, I hit and run. Miggy, I hit and run.
All right, that's Shinsia, Hit and Run, featuring Masika.
Hey, my youth, you take it too serious. Give a little piece, just a little feel up. Now you take a set up on me, you eat up. Give me space, give me room, give me a little breeze. Now Jesus, how I make you feel so? Throw me, keep it tight, and me ever clean so. Want me did want, tell me never need her. This enough if people know, keep it on a deal. I'm too young for love, don't win nobody. I pray one day somebody keep her company. And a girl like me just want to have fun and more money. But you a pre-relationship and that's a no for me. Hey, you think you could have gotten on my feelings? You could have. Miggy, I hit on a run. Miggy, I hit on a run.
for me, so we a fuck.
But too young for love, don't with nobody. I pray one day somebody keep her company. And a girl like me just want to have fun and more money. But you a pre-relationship, and that's a no for me. Hey, you think you coulda get in on my feelings?
But so you get you for second down.
Miggy, I hit and run.
Si we ku vali we ku tende kuli kwangu la chinyama hosi alanda kumunda ikalionde nde kumbonga nguluwe ndakumaye ya ya o ndakutake ya ya o ndikatambulo wanga
ndakumaye ya ya o
ndakumaye ya ya o ndakutake ya ya o ndikatambulo wanga. Ama indi katambulo wanga
nakutakia
ya ya indi katambulo wanga
nakumaye
ya ya ayo ni katambulo wanga
nakutakia
ya ya indi katambulo wange
nakumaye
ya ama indi katambulo wanga olohombo ke pya ke pya olohombo ke pya ke pya olohombo ke pya ke pya Olo hombo ke pya ke pya Aye ka tuli bali
Aye
ka tuli bali
Aye
ka tuli bali
Aye
ka tuli bali Heya Lupuka lupuke
All right. And that is Perola Omboyo. So, as I said, music is already our emotional language. So all what we need, actually, we just have to connect. You know, we have to connect it to mental health. So let's come home. Let's bring it home. Let's talk about Namibia specifically. So we have a problem in this country. We don't talk about mental health. You know it, I know it, and we all know it. We don't talk about it. So in many communities, in many Namibian communities, if you say I'm depressed, you know, people look at you like, they look at you as if you're weak, you know, like you don't have enough faith or like you are being dramatic. And you hear some people, just pray about it, man, you know, just pray about it. Or other people have it worse, you know, you're blessed. You're blessed. Why are you complaining? You know, we silence people, you know, we silence people, we shame them. And then we wonder why suicide rates are climbing. But here is what's fascinating, you know, here is what fascinates me at least. You know, we don't talk about mental health, but we do talk about music, don't we? We gather and we sing. We go to church and worship. We pray music at every funeral, every wedding, every significant moment. You know, music is already... It's already our emotional language. We just haven't connected it to mental health. You know, think about traditional music, traditional Namibian music, the songs of our grandparents sang. There is a healing coded into those rhythms. There is community. There is message. You belong. You are part of something bigger than just yourself. So we don't need to import healing from America or from, you know, from Europe. We just have songs by Sasa, by, you know, the Ipinge Kid. We have it. We have always have it here. I mean, we have other artists in Namibia. We today focus on just that of those healing songs. But we need our artists to be brave. They also need to be brave. We need musicians who will sing about depression. Sing about depression in Oswambo, like we have that. About anxiety in Oshierero. About suicide in Damaranama. About mental health struggles in Afrikaans. You know? We need songs that sounds like home, but talk about things we have been too scared maybe to talk about or to mention. That's what we need. And imagine if every major concert in Windhoek, and this is just an idea, imagine every concert in Windhoek ended with a suicide prevention hotline number on the screen. If the more we see that, the more then we actually conceptualize that. Just a simple message. It's a simple message, just resources. Now, imagine if a radio station committed to playing at least one song of hope every single day, you know? Think bigger maybe. If our music award, for example, recognized artists, not just for entertainment, but for social impact, for music that literally keeping people alive, you know? This is something that is happening. This is not fantasy. It's something that is happening. You know, we have people who have, you know, music that we're looking at. Could be there are music. This is happening. It's happening in other part of the of Africa, in Kenya, in South Africa, in Ghana. You know, yeah. You have also artists that are partnering with mental organizations. They are writing song for crisis intervention. And this, she was also asking for business that come along, you know. So they are being intentional That's what I'm saying. They are being intentional. Why not Namibia? Yeah? Why not Namibia? Let's help those who have this talent. We have the talent. We have the heart. So we just need the courage. Yeah? That's all what we need. We need the courage. So, all right, let's get practical, you know, because someone listening right now is hurting. You could be hurting. Someone is thinking dark thoughts. Someone needs more than inspiration. They need a plan. Yeah? So probably need a plan. So let's talk about what you can do right now. Now, first, if you are in crisis, if you are thinking about suicide, if you are thinking about ending your life, I need you to do something before this show's end. If you find yourself in that moment, call someone. Please, call someone, text someone, reach out. That's the first thing that you need. You can also, Lifeline Namibia, all right? 06, what is the number? 061-226-88 9. Or you can reach me. You can contact me. You can reach me as well. 081-254-8569. Okay? You can do that as well. That's something. One thing I ask, need you, it's reach out. Call someone, text someone, reach out to somebody. So, and that number, 061-226 889, that's Lifeline, Lifeline Namibia. And my number, as I said, you can reach me as well, 081-854-8569. Write that down. Save it in your phone. You know, you might not need it now. You yourself might not need it now, but you might need it later. Or someone you love might need it. So, now, earlier on, I talk about a playlist, okay? I talk about a playlist, you know, that if you are struggling. So here's what I want you to do. Don't force yourself to listen to, you know, when you are struggling. Don't force yourself to listening to happy music. If you are not in happy, if you are not feeling happy, do you understand? That can make things worse. You know how it works. You actually have to put, you remember what I said at the beginning that, you know, when you are angry, the kind of music that you play those loud music because that's an expression of where you are at. So when you are in, you know, when you are struggling, you know, you need the music that actually, you know, start where you are. If you are sad, listen to sad music. Yes, listen to sad music, but, and this is crucial, okay, this is very important, choose music that acknowledge the pain without actually glorifying death, you understand? Music that say, this is hard, not the one that say, okay, there's no way out, you see that, you know, there's a difference there. Music that say, I am struggling, not, you should give up. You know, for some people, and especially for me as well, I think instrument music works better. That for me works best for me. No words, just sound. Classic, jazz, traditional instrument. So let the music hold you without demanding, you know, anything from you. Yeah? Then, remember what I said, you know, then gradually move towards songs with messages of survival. Not toxic possibility. You know, there is the toxic positivity, you know? Not just smile, kind of like just smile, but real resilience. That's what I'm talking about. Songs by artists who have been in the darkness and came out, you know? Build yourself a playlist. It's very important. As I said, when we are sad, when we are happy, where do we go to? We go to music. Then build yourself a playlist. Call it a name, okay? Maybe when I need to hold on, you know, something like that. Do it now. Do it now while you are feeling okay. You know, so it's ready, so that it's where it's ready when you are not. You understand? And there's something else. There's something else. Music is more powerful with other people also. Don't just lock yourself in your room with headphones. Call a friend, you know, listen together, or even, you know, even over the phone. Sometimes you can do that. Go to a live show, you know, go to a live show, join a choir, sing in church. And some people come into church, they just mute. Healings happens in community. That's why part of that, you know, when you go to church, it's part of that is the singing that, you know, the worship that you, it's part of healing. You know, so let's now talk people who aren't in crisis right now. Now the friends, the family members, the people who care about someone who is struggling. Now pay attention to the music they are listening to. That's very important. Pay attention to the music they are listening to. So if your teenager suddenly shift to only listening to music about hopelessness and death, that is not just teenager's angst. That is a warning sign. Yeah. So if a friend who used to love upbeat music is now only playing dark, heavy stuff, pay attention to that. So music tells the truth about our inner world. It does tell the truth about who we are inside. We just have to learn to listen, not just to the music, but to what is revealing about the person. As I said, music tells the truth about our inner world. What is the music revealing about the person? Listen to it. Especially parents, listen to your, you know, pay attention to music to your children are listening to. And if you're worried about someone, don't ignore it. Ask them, hey, his or her playlist has changed, you know? So I notice your playlist has changed. You know, what is going on? Are you okay? Well, they might brush it off. Yeah, no, I'm fine. They might say they are fine. But you have opened the door. That's the most important thing. You have opened the door. You have shown you are paying attention. And that might exactly what the person need. That's exactly what the person might need. All right. Now, to the artist, before we just come to the end, I want to speak directly to the artist listening right now. If you're listening right now, so you might be in your car, in your studio, in your bedroom, you know, with your guitar right now. I want you to know something. Okay. What you do matter more than you think. As an artist, what you do really, it does matter than what you think. So you are not just making entertainment. You are making medicine. That song you are working on right now, it might reach someone at exactly the moment they needed it. It might be the 3 minutes that keep someone alive long enough to get help. You just don't know. So what you do matters more than what you think. So you don't have now, you don't have to write explicitly about suicide prevention. That's not what we're saying. You don't have to turn every song into a PSA, you know. Just be honest. Just be real. Write about your pain, write about your healing, write about the moment when you wanted to give up but didn't. Your story matters. Your voice matters. And if a friend reaches out to you in crisis, don't ignore them. Don't panic, but just respond with compassion and point them towards help. You know? I know you're not a therapist, that you are not responsible for fixing them also. So, but you can be a voice that say, I see you. You are not alone. Please get help. That can come also through your music. And that might be enough. That might be just enough. and also to the music industry, the radio station, the record labels, the promoters. You have power. I tell you, you have power. Use it. Play music intentionally. Partner with mental health organization or activists. Give resources. Train your staff. Yeah. So you're not just in an entertainment business. Whether you meant to or not, you are in a life-saving business. And I'm asking you to act like it. Okay? Act like it. All right. So we are coming to the end of our time together this morning. And I want to leave you with something. All right? If you are struggling this morning, if the darkness feels too heavy, I need you to hear this. What you're feeling is real, but it's not permanent, right? It's not permanent. The pain you are in right now, it's not the end of your story. I know it feels like that. It feels like this is the end. I know it feels like it will never get better. But feeling sometimes lie as well. You know, feeling can lie. All right? So your brain is in crisis mode right now. And crisis mode, it doesn't see the future. It only see right now. And right now feels unbearable. But here's the truth. Okay? You have survived every bad day you have had. Didn't you? You did. You are batting 1,000, you know. You are undefeated, you know. You're a champion. You're undefeated. One day, one more day, one more day. That's all I'm asking. One more song, because that's what we're talking about. One more song, one more breath. Now, string together enough songs, and you have made it through the night. String together enough nights, and you have made it through the week. String together enough weeks, and you have made it to a place where the lights start to coming back. All right? Music won't fix everything, and let's be honest about that. So if you are in crisis, you need professional help. So you need to talk to someone. You need to reach out. Okay? But while you are reaching out, let music walk with you. Okay? Let music walk with you. Put in a song, just one. See if you can make it through. Then put another. Music can give you the 3 minutes you need to not make a permanent decision. So, and sometimes 3 minutes, it's all it takes to change everything. All right? So to everyone listening, who isn't in crisis right now, don't wait until someone you love is on the edge to have these kind of conversation. Talk about mental health now. Break the silence now. Share resources now. Check on your friends. Pay attention to the signs. Be the person who asks, are you really okay? And keep music in the conversation. It's not just entertainment. It's a lifeline. So if you ignore music, you ignore music, you know, on your own peril. So we ignore music's role in healing at our own peril. Because while we are debating policies and funding and program, people are dying. But they are also surviving, okay? Because of a song, because of a 3 minutes of melody and truth. And that's power, and that's hope, and that's why we can't ignore this anymore. All right? So, and that brings us to the end of our of Mind Matter this morning. And remember, your life is a song that is not finished yet. Okay? Don't stop the music before you get to the best part. So hopefully that helped you, you know, navigate challenges in your life. And this has been Mind Matters. I'm Michael Chiavelli, your host. And thank you for listening. And thank you for being brave enough to engage, to listen to the topic. Take care of yourself. And I'm going to leave you in the hands of the Queen, you know, Elizabeth. That's going to coming up with Elizabeth Ward, or I'm not sure maybe who's going to be coming up, but normally it should be Elizabeth. All right. Until then, until next time, it's a goodbye for now. So let me leave you in with the music from Isla Star, Comas. All right.